This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 123 FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Christmas Eve edition of the show. And we're just, let me read a couple texts here, and then it's whiskey speech time. And Michael says, I really like John Sharp. He's been the only decent part of AL.com for several decades. Yeah, I like John. I've said this before, John and I are personal friends, but he is a, just like that story there, right? To go, that's reporter stuff. Like, to go figure out, there is another municipality that has this system, like Mobile does, with the municipality renting space from the county. But only the other one is in Anchorage, Alaska, and they're getting ready to get out of it. That's kind of interesting, and I think we'll see more going forward there. But, and, of course, the Wrestling Santa story, all that will be up at AL.com. But John's good people. He's a good guy. Fire Dog says, have to have a license to be a clown. That's serious business. Do they have a clown license? Don't give them an idea in Montgomery for the licensure board. My buddy CB Carl said, Sean, you see me in my Santa beard and hat garb. I always have to remember the rules of the hat. When you wear the hat, be nice no matter what. Fortunately, today is the last day for me this year because I look like Santa, nice doesn't come naturally to me. I don't know. Y'all pretty nice folks. Right, so this speech, and I'm, people are excited about it on the text line. That's good. This has been a perennial. Probably done it for 12 years. It might be year 12 or something on this station. And it's the whiskey speech. And it is the best example of political doublespeak I have ever heard. It was originally delivered by Noah Soggy Sweat Jr., 1952, on the floor of the Mississippi State House. He gives this whiskey speech. And it's concerning whether they're going to go wet. It's coming out of Prohibition, right? So this is the idea of this big, big question in Mississippi was whether you should vote to go back to selling booze in Mississippi, or you should keep it the way it is with no booze. And it has been retold by many. Even John Grisham has a version of this. But this is a Mississippi legislator later on, back I think in the 80s, re-delivering the original speech from Noah Soggy Sweat Jr. This is the whiskey speech. This is the speech given on whether or not Mississippi should go wet. And it goes like this.
I sound like an ad. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? To truly appreciate this classic 315 words, you must remember it was written over 50 years ago, when the sale of whiskey was illegal in Mississippi. We sold it, we drank it, we taxed it. We even elected a statewide public official to collect the tax. People staggered to the polls to vote dry was the common saying. It was the most controversial of all subjects to ask a candidate for public office, especially a candidate for the legislature. This speech was written and delivered by N.S. Soggy Sweat while he was a member of the Mississippi House of Representatives from Alcorn County. My friends, I had not intended to discuss this controversial subject at this particular time. However, I want you to know that I do not shun controversy. On the contrary, I will take a stand on any issue at any time, regardless of how fraught with controversy it might be. You have asked me how I feel about whiskey. All right, this is how I feel about whiskey. If, when you say whiskey, you mean the devil's brew, the poison scourge, the bloody monster that defiles innocence, dethrones reason, destroys the home, creates misery and poverty, yea, literally takes the bread from the mouths of little children. If you mean the evil drink that topples a Christian man and woman from the pinnacles of righteous, gracious living into the bottomless pit of degradation and despair and shame and helplessness and hopelessness, then certainly I am against it. But if when you say whiskey, you mean the oil of conversation, the philosophic wine, the ale that puts a song in their hearts and laughter on their lips and a warm glow of contentment in their eyes, if you mean Christmas cheer, if you mean the stimulating drink that puts a skip into the old gentleman's step on a frosty Christmas morning, if you mean the drink when it enables a man to magnify his joy and his happiness and to forget, if only for a little while, life's great tragedies and heartaches and sorrows, if you mean the drink, the sale of which pours into our treasury untold millions of dollars, which are used to provide tender care for our little crippled children, our blind, our deaf, our pitifully aged and infirm, to build highways, hospitals, and schools, then certainly I'm for it. This is my stand. I will not retreat from it. I will not compromise.
That is right. And that, my friends, is the whiskey speech and the best example of political doublespeak. So when you hear doublespeak coming out of Washington, coming out of Montgomery, and you say, wow, that's a heck of a thing they just did, it was nowhere near what was done in 1952 by, and that's a retelling, obviously, of the speech given by Noah Soggy Sweat Jr. That is the whiskey speech, and now it can be Christmas here at FM Talk 106.5. Once that goes, the checkered flags are here. Santa can make his deliveries, and all is good with the world. All right, 343-0106 for your for your text. Like Matt says, I'll drink to that. Yeah, well, it depends on what you think the whiskey does, right? So you're a pro. That being said, we'll be right back. Get your text at 343-0106. My buddy Kevin Harrison joins us. A lot more coming up in the second half of this hour right here on Midday Mobile.